Welcome and buckle up with Larry and Usni. You're listening to Only Big Time Podcast, the number one soccer podcast dedicated to the soccer fanatic from the collegiate to the professional level. Only Big Time provides debates and analysis about current soccer events in the United States and all over the world. Tune in every Wednesday for a new episode of OBT. Only Big Time is also available on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. Now, let's get to it.
Yo, what's up, YouTube, man? It's your boy Usni. Welcome to the OBT show. Only Big Time, man. As you know, I'm always with the only and the unique Big Time.
Big Time, it's about Larry, but y'all already know this. So before we get into today's episode, please make sure you guys go hit the subscribe button. Make sure you guys go listen to the other episode on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, man. We're dropping a new episode every
Wednesday, man.
Make sure you guys get tuned with it. Today's episode, we're going to talk about how the US and why is that so expensive for your player to go play in academies here? Why is that so expensive when these young guys just trying to have fun and just trying to improve their skills, but you know, they don't have the opportunity to get in, you know, most of the good academy or even the average academy, it's expensive for them to get in,
but
there.
Everything is expensive, you know, though.
Some people don't have, the parents don't have the right funding, they by themselves, so it's hard for the kid to improve when you just trying to make it pro, you know. So we're going to talk about it today, and you know, let's go straight even to the topic, because I feel like, you know, I don't understand this pay-to-play model where if the player don't have the money, he can't make it. Like, what do you think about it?
It's sad. It's sad. Because saying that if you don't have the money, like, coming from other country, we know, like, soccer is a poor sport, man.
No, it is. It's been like this.
Imagine in Brazil, if they ask Ronaldinho, Ronaldo, they have to pay like $3,000 to play. They will never know those guys.
Neymar.
And the sad part is, there is talent in US, man.
There is.
There's crazy talent in US, bro. Like, crazy talent. Even, bro, we know people around us that play soccer. We around them soccer guys, you know? Bro, there is a crazy guys here. But, like, you cannot ask those guys to pay. $3,000 sounds small for, like, an academy. That sounds like, okay, but that's still a lot of money, man.
You were talking before the video how, like, you know, during college year, we couldn't see a lot of players. And then, you know, when the summer comes, you see player you never seen before because, you know, they will be able to play for free semi-pro levels such as NPSL, UPSL, MSL.
The men's league is
the
tough.
The men's league. Even the women's league. Even the women's league. It's tough. No,
like, you know, like, they call, like, men's league, like, in the summer. Like, yeah. You know, because you play against real men. Even the women's league, it's packed.
And you see good player from all over the place and you just, like, you're surprised, like, where is this guy from,
bro,
you know?
And then you know what he tell you? I'll go to the same schools you go to. Man, why don't play for the team, bro? You know, they cannot. They have to work, pay the thing. But right now, let's just focus on the academy, actually.
Yeah. So that's the main reason why we talk about it, because, you know, at some time, I'm trying to be understandable in both sides on why, you know, I understand why it's expensive.
Nah,
but at the
big
end of the day, it's kind of like, it's hard to make the right choice, man.
I'm trying to be understanding for both sides.
No, okay, let's not forget, right? You know, every child, the average, you know, for, I would say an average academy. When I say average, I would say for an academy that go to some tournament, they go for, you know, not the highest level tournament, but like, you know, some good
there's
tournament.
There's level to it.
That don't travel much, because there's other academy, they really travel the whole year. Some academy, so the average child there will pay something like $1,500, right?
That's average?
That's the average for one child for a year, right? So, if you take that number, right?
Where is those academy? I remember in Minnesota here. Yeah. I remember my senior year, that's my only year in USA.
Yeah.
Right? I went to in high school. I went to play for this one like tryout for the academy, and then when they told me I have to pay like $1,700 to play, I was like, damn, that's a lot of money for me. But like what I didn't realize, that was actually cheap.
That's cheap. Yeah. So that I would say.
But $1,000 definitely.
There's little more. I would say it depends on how big the academy is and how further they can put you toward the path, you know, to get to the pro level. I would say, but if you actually find $1,500, I would say that's the cheapest you can find right there.
Which is not normal, but it's cheap here, though.
You know what I'm saying?
We're not saying it's okay to pay that. We're not saying that, but like it's normal.
It can go all the way to $10,000, $20,000 a year. Which is crazy to me, because I don't understand why a small kid would pay $10,000 just to improve his skill to play a sport.
Not even a small kid, a parent.
Sport should be just a way to have fun and enjoy the game, you know? So let's
And then, like, guys, like he's saying, like, I'm from family where we have 6 kids. Yeah. Guys, I already we said this.
I have four kids.
Bro. Imagine your dad have to play. That's almost 11 kids to, for you guys to just play soccer.
That's what I'm saying.
Somebody got to sacrifice, man. Somebody got to go play ping pong for the team. I'm telling you, bro. Somebody got to go play ping pong for the family.
Man.
Now I'm telling you.
No, man. No, but, I mean, somebody will have to just stay home and watch the other guy play or drive the other guys.
Pick a ball.
Because everybody cannot be on the field for 10,000 a year.
We can't.
Everybody cannot be on the
and
field.
And then guess what? If I pay that for my kid, we're not playing sport anymore. That's like going to the army to me, bro. You better take that thing serious. And when you come home, no eat. No, we're taking that thing serious.
Of course, you see what I'm saying? We have to. And you know, when you say even that, it related to us, like people like Neymar, you know, Mahrez, all these professional guys, it related to us. Because when they went there, they knew that they were not all the way. It was the only way for them to make it out of, you know, the situation they were living out with their parents. So, you know, at the end of the day, if you find yourself in a good academy and you don't have to pay and they're paying you, you don't have no choice. That's the only way out.
Like we said, like in life, it's not good to take advantage. But there is some, when it's opportunity, you got to take advantage of that. Yep. Don't use people, but you got to use the opportunity, man. If they give you that kind of thing, you got to go 100%.
Yeah, but let's go, right? So you were talking how, like, you know, the academies.
I actually have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Because your first point talking like, you know, a big academy. So my question is, what determines a big academy for you?
Okay, so there's profit academy, there's non-profit academy, right? Think about it, right? There's academy is not only, you know, the youth team of MLS, you know, of big MLS team or professional team. You can be like, there's a lot of people that if you're recognized by the US Soccer Federation that, you know, for a young player, you train from youth. We got YMSAI right here in Minnesota, right? So it just how it is, if you're recognized by the league, by the federation, and then you have a certain type of category of player, U15, U16, you train them to improve their skill. You basically an academy, right?
No, like I'm like that.
And they compete.
That's not
with
okay.
Like other states, other academies.
But I'm
like
saying, like in your opinion,
yeah,
what determine being because you can. But, I'm not. Okay, I don't know how to say this, but you can be a big, small academy.
Yeah, you can be
you
a big or small. Or you
I'm saying you can be a big but small academy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for example,
yeah.
I'm going to give you an example. Let's say you're a big academy.
Yeah.
I'm a small academy.
Yeah.
But with your big academy with $10,000 every year, you send 3 players to the league.
Oh.
I'm a small academy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I send 26 players to the league.
Okay, that's
I'm a small but big academy because they don't have to pay
10. Okay, but
that's what I'm saying. Like,
so you talk about recognition.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like for here, what determines a big academy? Is it the size? Or like, are we focused on how much money they make? You know what I'm saying? Like, or like, what kind of tournament they practice to? Or how many players they actually bring to the league? I think in my opinion, that's a goal.
That's the goal. That's the goal. And I think that's the case. That's the case. Because don't forget, right? I think in the Seattle Sounders, we just had an academy, a tournament that just ended with some European teams that came, that brought the young guys. U15, I think. I think the Seattle Sounders just won it just 2 days ago. So this is one of the biggest academy. I think it's called the GA Cup or something like that. I can't remember perfectly, but
I don't really know this.
It's an academy. So pretty much that's like the best academy in the country that invite some European academy to participate.
They recognize internationally.
So,
okay.
So when it got to that point, right, we know, okay, you're not going to compare this academy from, you know, from this most, like we talk about FC Dallas, Seattle Sounders, we talk about the people that really send people in Europe from the academy. Let's not forget where Weston McKennie come from. He was from the FC Dallas academy, you know, and I feel like, you know, those big academy, you know, I wouldn't even call them the academy, basically. They signed most of their players to the pro team. A lot of the players signed to the pro team. So, you can't even compare those to what I would call,
okay,
you know, a pro.
So like, I definitely see what you're saying. So,
okay,
since we can compare those, like, academy,
yes,
to, like, the... So, let's talk about the most, because those are, like, literally the 1%.
They're, like, the 1%.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
they're already there. Let's leave them there because they have the fund,
they have the
player.
Funding, yeah.
And then, like, they don't even got to go look for player. Players come to them.
Yep.
So, let's look for team that's here. Still have to pay... So, you have to pay, like, $1,700 a year to play.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You still have to pay $1,700 to play. Like, how can we help those teams to make it cheaper for the player to play, but at the same time, for the academy to go to the where they're going to go? Because one thing, too, we're going to think about it. If I open my academy right now and I say $50 to play, I'm going to have a lot of people. That doesn't mean I'm going to have a quality.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. But at the end of the day, let's not forget that it's a business, right? So if it, because we probably think about it because we have the passion or the love. At the end of the day, think about it. This big club in Europe, they create their league because they want to make more money. Last year, you remember?
The Super League.
Because they want to make more money. Nobody cares. If this president don't make money, they don't care about the sport much. Let's not forget that. Not everybody, obviously. But yeah, think about it, right? Let's go to the academy, right?
I was about to kick you. I was like, if Florentino Perez, Harry saying that.
But if you invest your money to say you're going to create or build the academy, right? You got to, and you really want to put your love, your passion for the sport into it. It's different from somebody that created to make money out of it, right? Because look, let's not forget that the community don't really help you, because if you compare how the academy structure is here and in Europe or in Africa, it's different. Okay, you're going to have this player that from the same city, even though he hasn't played there, he'll bring balls, he'll bring boots for the kid, he'll bring jersey, donation. He'll bring equipment, donation, pretty much it, to sum up everything I'm going to say.
But you saying that, you're right. But the thing is, since those guys, they don't go to college in here, right?
Yeah.
They don't go to college in Europe,
yeah,
right? So they can relate to the team more. But here, you play in academy, but most of your best part of soccer, it happened in college.
That's kind of true.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like after you spend that in college, it kind of like remove you from the academy. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even like sometimes you even forget that you play in academy. Like not forget, but like it doesn't come.
Yeah.
Your best memory come from college. That's where you get advertised. That's why you win. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like most of the time it's hard. So I feel like the player, because I'm pretty sure the player do donation to the college. I'm pretty sure that happened. They put the college in the map.
Yeah. Obviously.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
They put the cash in the map. I don't know for soccer, but I'm pretty sure those big time players like football, basketball, they do donations to the schools. I'm pretty sure they do. But those schools make money already because of those guys that went there, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like if the soccer guys, we gotta make homework on this, and you guys let us know, you know? But like, if the soccer guys maybe fund or do donation to the school, can the colleges fund those academy? Because those academy can literally be like the provider for college.
So
the coaches don't have to worry about watching videos anymore. You got a 10 academy around you that have the best kid in Minnesota that is just providing for you. But guess what? You help them, like we said, you help them with the dorm to practice. You help them with, I mean, it's going to be a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? Let's be honest. You're going to have to invest in it.
Yeah. I think some college started to do that. There's some college I know personally that started to do that. Like, you know, taking care of the young kids around them, you know, having their player volunteering to coach, to help the member of the academy. I've done it too. So it's a really good initiative, I would say. But I might do it because I want to do it, or I might do it because I have to do it. Because it's two different things at the end of the day, right? And I actually agree with the point where you talk about the passion. Because if the academy here is not where you have your good memories, you will not invest in it. You will not invest in it. And that's a good point. Because as I remember, people that I played with back when I was back home, that's in the neighborhood. And even when we were playing a little tournament, that was my best memory. I would go back and I would invest in that.
Those guys that you win with, you guys still friends to today.
Exactly. So that's what make the bond. That's what create the bond. You know, make it stronger over the years. So if you play right now, if you tell me that the academy, they're not really pushed by the community. I'm not going to say every academy, right? I would say most of them.
Okay, we're not talking about the big time academy, they already recognize.
They don't even need that.
That's what I'm saying.
The pro team is making, they have money.
So like, right? So what we're talking like, the just regular Usni Academy.
Okay, but let's go, right? I have a question for you, right, Usni, right? So let's say right now you create your academy, right? Let's say we're in the middle of the winter in Minnesota, right? So you have your academy that you just found, right? You gotta pay the rent, you gotta pay the electricity bill, you gotta pay the dorm, you gotta pay the coaches, you gotta pay the balls, the equipment, you gotta maintain the turf, you gotta do all that. Would you make the kids pay or not?
You're talking like me as
owner. No, let me finish.
Let me make my question.
Okay,
please.
Go ahead.
You're talking like me. Who's from America? Or you talking about right now? Me? No. You talking about me? Who's right now with my like? I can go back to Europe, make a connection there.
Okay. Because I talk about you, who's right now.
Okay.
I talk about you, who's right now. Yeah.
I go to Europe first.
Yeah.
I pass my coach degree there.
Okay.
Which I'm doing already, but I'm gonna go back, you know, pass my coach degree,
okay.
And then I'm gonna find a connection there and just tell them I need some balls. I need, you know, like all the equipment that you said. Yeah. I know in Europe you can find those things. It might be hard, it's not easy, but I can find those things. So, and then you just work with places there. You know, okay, for example, like in Toulouse, not Toulouse team, because, you know, they already have the thing. But I can go to the second team there, Colomy, they're playing CFA too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can tell them I'm coaching little kids right now. Not even grown men.
Yeah.
I'm going to start with little kids, you know? So if you can provide this for me, like those kids, like when they turn 12, 13, I'm sending them. But because they know me too, I can, like, you know, that's a credibility there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But if I was born and raised in U.S., I definitely understand at least to make the kid pay, because you got to finance the thing. You know what I'm saying? You got to balance the equation. You know, for all my big timers that are taking counting classes, you know, your expenses has to be able to the revenue. Otherwise, you can't live. You know, that's not even you for you to eat. Even though you have your own job and everything, but you still got to pay for, like.
You talk about how, like, you're going to send a player or even bring the coaches, right? When you gonna send this look? Okay, you sending your player in Toulouse or you getting some Toulouse guys?
No, I'm saying, like, okay, I'm talking now that you said that you just hate me
because it's important.
Because,
man,
I don't think
you bring the coaches here, you gotta feed them.
No, not even
you
the coach.
You gotta pay them.
Not even
to
the
have
coach.
A living.
I was thinking sending the kid there, but bro, at 12 years old, I don't think an American parent will let the kid go. You see what I'm saying? Unless the family, like, some people might, but like at 13, four, like in Europe, at least 13 years old, 14, you leave home right now, you're going. You see what I'm saying?
I don't think with the letter of your parent, you leave.
Actually, you guys let us know, guy. We should do that with parents. Would you let your son go to Europe to play soccer there? That's a good question there to parents, because we can answer that. Actually, you know, I don't have a kid.
That would be a good one.
Parents can answer that for us. But you know what I'm saying? It just hit me. I'm like, maybe parents will not let the kid.
But let's be logical here, right? Let's talk as, you know, as investors, right? We know it's not possible, right? If you have to just put your money into something, you don't get it back, it's like you giving your money for free. I understand you're trying to help the community and the young guys right there, but at the end of the day, you have a family, you have your own thing going on too. How long are you going to do that for? 20 years? That's what you know. It would be good for 5 years, 10 years, but like, how about you?
5 years, bro, not even 6 months. Because exactly. You got to pay your bills.
Exactly. So that's the part that I kind of understand with the fact that the academy are expensive. But I still, you know, not agreeing with the fact that they're too expensive.
That's my thing.
That's the thing.
Bro, even first, you got to pay your license. Guys, let's be honest, bro. Do you think lens is the problem in US right now?
What?
Lens?
What do you mean, lens?
Like, lens.
Lens. I don't think it's a lens.
So, guys, I feel like the community and everybody should understand that. Like, and that's for every sport.
Yeah.
Like, football, basketball, the more talent we're going to make. Bro, like, let's not lie. If we go outside here right now, there's a basketball court there. Do you see a basketball court?
No, there is. There's.
They change that line every summer. There is soccer here.
Yeah.
Did you see every the goal doesn't even have a net on it?
Doesn't have a net on it, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then that's not for somebody. That's a community. You see what I'm saying? Just make it fair.
Nobody even... listen, I was literally we and some of the friends from the team that have been there. Like, I've seen nobody that I don't know.
Bro.
So it's just like, they don't even step on the field, you know? But that would be a good field to practice or something.
But like, people don't really take care of the field. You know what I'm saying? Like for example, you can say, like... Like in Europe, you see some field where people go themselves, you know, like mow the land themselves, you know. But like, it's different in US. The law is different. Can you do that here if it's not yours? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of things that come in. But like, let's come back to the academy being expensive, right? I just feel like one of the solutions for that, I just feel like the pro team, we should force them to go, like, because right now in MLS, what's happening? Of course, it's hard for US soccer right now. I think we are the best moment of the US soccer, because they want to grow so much, but the soccer is not there yet, you know? So they start going to Europe, finding players so they can attract more people. But at the same time, by doing that, you know, like the hope of the little kid that working the way out, that paying $7,000 every year, they don't want to pay that anymore because they don't even think if you're going to pick them.
Yep.
You see?
It's tough.
And the college too. The guys that go to college, they don't even think if they're going to make it there anymore. So it's tough for them.
Yeah.
You know, so people thinking like, I'm going to go to Europe. I'm going to try my chance there. I'm going to go to South America. I'm going to try my chance. I'm going to go to Asia. You know, I might go to Africa. I might go to Australia.
Yeah.
Like people
trying to move.
People trying to move because they're like, it's hard. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I understand. Can we force the MLS team to take like percentage of players from the academy?
Okay.
Not even finance. the pro that they sign, some percentage has to come from academy, and not just Dallas Academy here. Right? No. Like, you know, the regular academy from, like, I don't know, somewhere in Iowa.
Okay, so you know, so you want probably, you want them to finance the academy?
Not finance.
To donation.
Not even donation. Give those guys that's playing Dallas Academy a chance to come try out.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. Give those guys a chance.
Like the open tryout. Open tryout. Like okay.
But like, bro, you're a pro team. What the $70 going to do to you? Okay, it's more money. But bro, come on, man. It's $70 per player. Let them try out.
I don't even know how it works.
Okay? I don't even... I'm saying $70. I don't know how much is it.
It's kind of... That's actually a good point, but it's kind of complicated, you know, soccer. The soccer in the U.S. is... It's a big business because... You know, in France, how like you can be playing your neighborhood right now, and there's a scout that sees you, and he just come and talk to you, like, "Who are you? Where are you from?" And he want to see your parents. He want to see more from you. The money is not even his first thing, right?
First thing, because they're thinking long term. No, money is their thing, but not on the short term.
Not on the short term, but and here, like, is it like okay? If the scout sees you, right?
How that work?
Hold on. Not even if the scout sees you. In order for the scouts to come, somebody gotta let him know, or like, you know, you gotta know somebody that knows somebody that connection thing that we be talking about our videos. It's a whole business, right? So me right now, I'm good, but you, your dad does this or your mom knows that, you know, you're not better than me, but they're gonna take you, right? That's one of the issues too that come with the academy. It plays a lot.
Let's be honest, that happen everywhere.
It happen everywhere.
But it's more it's less common in Europe, you know, because I believe. If you're talented, your talent will take over, regardless. You know what I'm saying?
No, definitely.
When I say talent will take over, like if you're really talented, right? For example, like country like Europe, guys, people like you, like we were saying before the video, you know, there is some guy that used to play like in maybe Division 3 or USL team. I'm gonna give an example so you guys can understand. Maybe there is somebody that was playing USL. He played there for like 4 years. Yeah. Now he's here walking around the neighborhood. He see you bowling hard. Bro, he take his phone, call his coach. I have somebody here. Come take a look at him.
Yeah.
You know, but like I feel like this is the kind of place where they take, come take a look at him. You go there, you say you have to pay to to try out. Man.
It's not good. If you take me. Like me, if I can afford it, what can I do though? You know what I'm saying? So it make it complicated at the end of the day.
For both sides.
And mostly when you see the salary of the MLS coaches, because the MLS Academy, I'm sorry, so when I say by MLS Academy, I'm talking about teams that do DA, you know, which is now MLS Next and National, you know, ECNL, all these teams, all these tournament. These young coach, they're paying a lot. They're paying like, what, 45K per year, 74K a year. And we're talking about
that's a range?
Youth coach. Yeah, from lowest to highest. And I think it's decent pay right
now. I'm pretty sure it's decent pay. But Larry, you know what? I hope these guys make way more money. But you know why? Like, I hope they make way more money, but not based on what team you're coaching. Like for example, the kid you're coaching right now, how many of those kids are like 9 out of 10 player that came, that's as a coach, that should be your background. You know what I'm saying? Like, guys, if we see all the time at the pro level, all the coach want to win the Champions League. They want to win you want to win something, because it doesn't matter if you're in the team, only the trophy, that's your reward, that's gonna be your your resume,
your credential.
It's gonna be your resume, guys. Right now, I was seeing like they saying Pep Guardiola, Brazil want him for the World Cup. You know they want him to go there. But I'm saying like if you think about it, okay, we know he's a sweet guy, we know he's smart, we know you know he's a nice guy. But bro, we don't care about that. All we care is what can he do for the team.
Yep.
Can he come there, take him from point A to point B? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Same thing in US. I feel like you said a lot. If you know this, I know, he can get it easily. But like, once you get that job, right, your performance should matter more than who you are.
That's true.
Like, you know, like, let's be honest. In France, you can see some old men, man. Old men. But those guys know soccer. They will take you from point A to Z.
Yeah.
If you listen to them and follow.
No.
But here, you said, if my mom know this, my cousin know this, that's my aunt that play. Like, you know, I can be the coach there. All right, bro, it's nice, you know, you like coaching, not helping the sport.
Exactly, and that's also one of the issues. Like, everybody cannot coach, bro. This is a real issue, bro. Like, everybody cannot coach, everybody cannot coach, bro. Right. And then I'm not talking. I'm talking about academy. Let's talk about academy. Nah. I'm not talking about college or MLS. I'm talking about academy. The young kid. It's important to put somebody that has experience with the young kids, man.
Nah, man.
It's so important,
guys.
It's important,
guys. We like you saying. Everybody cannot coach, right, bro? You saw it, bro. Like even at the pro level, we're gonna give an example. When Thierry Henry was a assistant coach with Belgium, they went to the final in the semi-final in the World Cup, right? He went to Monaco to coach them. What happened, Monaco?
Oh, he was an assistant in Belgium, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, he wasn't even an assistant. He was a third guy.
He was a technical guy. Yeah,
something like that. But like, you know, like we talk about Thierry Henry.
Like,
you know, somebody knows soccer.
One of the best players in
the
Premier
League. So he came there, but bro, playing and coaching is two different things.
It's like right now,
if you look in your class, all the big time, you guys make sure you go to class and pass your finals, though. You know what I'm saying? But if you look in your class, there is some guy that are super smart, but they cannot transmit the information. They can't. But bro, they're so smart. So smart. But if you tell that person to explain you something, they start struggling. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you tell them, go there and like, you know, present something, they can't.
Yeah.
But they're so smart. They know the information. Or you can have some teacher that now has brilliant, but you can see how there's a passion to it. Yeah. So like he's saying, not everybody can coach. But in US, like you're saying, because guys play pro, he done playing pro, he can coach. Because no, of course you know soccer, but coach, especially the young kid,
that's
to me, that's like his skills.
That's different.
It's his skills.
Yeah. And then if you see what's going on right here, right? Give me the name of one of the trainer La Masia right now.
No.
Give me the name of one of the trainer Paris Saint-Germain Academy right now.
I can just say Thiago Motta because I know that. Like,
okay.
Motta is different too. He's an exception.
The big academy in Europe, we don't even know the name of the coach. We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know. And it's because those guys, the poly was not the best player in the world. But he knows the...
They knows the sport. Guy, Guardiola wasn't the best guy when he was playing.
Hell no.
Mourinho wasn't even a pro player.
He was, but...
Not
in the big league.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, when I say pro, saying like, I'm not talking about Cameroon pro.
He wasn't in the big league, though. He was a big time.
But you see what I'm saying? Like, at Mourinho time, I don't think us, we would know his name
that. We wouldn't.
But...
The media, we will never know him, bro.
And then there is always an exception to the rule. You got some like, what is his name? Deschamps, that was a big time. He come to the court, big time. Zidane. That's different. You know what I'm saying?
Zidane. Big time player, big time coach.
But most of the time, guys, he's tough. Look, Thierry Henry, he came there, he failed.
Rooney. The Derby country is getting relegated right now. And he's just Xavi is struggling with Barcelona. Bro, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's not easy.
So, like, you guys got to understand this. All my academy owners, all the people that play academy, you got to understand. Not every coach can coach. Not every soccer coach is a good coach. Sometimes it's after with your ego, too, because not everybody is good to be a number one, guys, bro.
But he pays good, though.
No, he pays good, let's be honest. But that's what I'm saying. The people that recruit the coach, you know, like... You can't just recruit somebody because you're a soccer coach. But that just hit something in my mind right now. Do we have enough soccer coach? You see what I'm saying? No. Like when I say, do we have enough soccer coach? You're going to find somebody who want to coach soccer. Yeah. But do we have enough good soccer coach?
Well, I mean, it's really easy. Something that is easy is right now, you know, let's say we ex-pros. It's easy for us to go to the US Soccer Association and get our coaching license, you know. It's pretty easy. And then boom, we're gonna end up in a good academy.
Larry, let's be honest.
And train with them. It's easy.
No, even in Europe, bro, I'm not gonna lie. I think it's easy to get your license.
But
the competition as a coach, it's hard.
It is.
Because I'm gonna give you an example. All my friend that I was playing with, like the guy that went like to the league, they went to the league, they were playing soccer. But like the 60% that wasn't playing soccer, guess what they're doing right now? They all start coaching. So now, guess what? We got to start competing with each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then that's what I just hear me. Do the club have enough choice of coaches, of good coaches?
You talk about here or?
No, here.
Okay.
Do they have enough of good coaches?
Because
for example,
that's
like
true.
In Europe, let's say I know at least 7 people right now that's going to be a coach in the cities. Let's say a new spot open, we both apply there. Now we all compete against each other.
Yeah.
By newest, maybe it might just be like one or two guys. You know, do they really have option for good coaches? Or one thing too, they can be a good coach, but sometimes one of the bad coaches that I met in my life, they don't even have the coaching license.
He'd be like that.
Bro,
he'd be like that.
They don't even have the coaching license.
He'd be like that.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, if those kind of coach, like, we know they cannot coach at the high level, but guess what? Like you said, in the academy, we don't know their name. But those guys stay with the young kids. They stay with them. Yeah. I remember my coach, Claude, all this hell. We used to smack his head. You know what I'm saying? Because he was short. But guys.
The knowledge is key, man.
That man just teach us, man. Teach us the game. Teaching to a grown man like us sitting now, 4-2-3-1, we understand those things. But guys, making
once you understand that to a seven years old kid,
4-2-3-1, man,
and
he knows
what it is.
Bro, go try that thing. That's a skill. That not everybody can
you
do.
You gotta be skillful.
In this video, if you gotta know something, not everybody can coach. And that's deep. Not because you play soccer.
At the end of the day, go ahead.
No, like that's what I'm saying. Not because you play soccer at the highest level that you can teach the information. Yeah. Guys, we all go to college, but can we all be a teacher?
I mean,
I don't think so.
We're not even all gonna graduate.
That's what I'm saying. Let's suppose we all graduate with a 4.0 GPA.
And nobody getting a job at the same time. You know, some people, you know, it's just that's how life is, you know. Things are not right. It never goes right. Like it's just like, you know, there is, you know, ups and downs that we gotta deal with. But I just believe that, you know, I know that there's an issue with, you know, the price of academy, which I understand. But are the coaches too? Okay, now I'm paying the price. Am I getting a good fundamental of my, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Am I getting the needs that I need as a player? Because, you know, it's important to say, okay, you got to pay this and that. Okay, am I getting better? Because if I pay $40,000, I got to worry about myself.
Nah, bro, let's be honest, okay? Let's be honest. If right now, because we know, like, for example, if I take in my case, I was playing in high school, right?
Yeah.
I was playing soccer and everything. Okay, I was good. And I'm like, okay, I wanna go play somewhere. So you left high school, you went to the cities. When I went to the city, I started seeing people playing. I'm like, these kids are good.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, it's not like I'm playing with Barcelona, but the level was way better than where I'm from.
Okay.
So you know what I'm saying? So even paying like $1,700 at that time, it wasn't a problem because you're playing with people at least that's not even better, but that share the passion, they will go 100%, they don't cheat, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's good. Because I remember like there is some place, if you don't play, your parent can talk to your coach and everything. The only thing I like with those academy, since because the parent is paying for the kid to be there, they're not easy on the kids. You see what I'm saying?
That's good.
You can miss practice.
That's good.
You can have those bad attitude. That's a good thing that like academy does
like
have.
That.
You know what I'm saying? I like that too.
Yeah.
But like, our biggest concern as a big timer, can we make academy accessible to everybody?
Yep.
Not even to everyone, because some people will still complain. Even if you said $1, people are going to complain.
That's true.
But I'm saying, how can we make accessible to like the most as possible? You know what I'm saying?
But most people are passionate and they want to play.
Because, and let's be honest, guys, US have a lot of people living here. The population in US, like right now, based on Google right now, 329.5 million people. Mm-hmm. Guys, that's a lot of people, bro.
That's a lot.
Because if you think about it, UK only have 67 million people. That's almost maybe two times. You know what I'm saying? So that's almost two times the population they have. So like I'm saying,
four times, some shit.
So if you can make accessible to the most people, like if you can make accessible to the majority of people, you know, and now everybody plays soccer. But for example, in UK, let's say an academy can have, based on their population, they can have 50 people in academy. Based on US population, you can have 100, 120, 150 people. So you have more chance to have that guy. You see what I'm saying? So like, I feel like we should make it easy and so everybody can have access to it. And the more people that are going to play soccer, guess what they're going to do? The more, like we were talking about, US going to the World Cup, the more fan we're going to have. Yeah. So at the end of the day, soccer is gonna win, but like I feel like in US they go in the like you know we're supposed to go from the top to the bottom to the top. In US they focus on the top and hopefully it helps the bottom. But bro, if the foundation is not strong enough, those kids doesn't live like soccer. They don't dream soccer in the room. Soccer everywhere. The bed sheet is soccer.
It's hard to get.
It's
there
hard
win,
to
though.
Get. To, you know what I'm saying to the top.
Because when it's hard, you just gotta think about what. It's more the heart that gonna carry, not your skills. When you get hard right there, you know, you're gonna play against people that just give their life.
And then all my academy players, I know we talk about this, like me, I didn't really play in academy, you know, that long in US, you know.
Oh.
So if you play in academy, you wanna talk about it, Please go come.
We actually need people that play academy in the US. Yeah, I want to know what's actually, going on yeah. there.
I want to know what's he like.
Yeah.
So like, just you know what I'm saying? Comment.
Let us know.
Or like, go on Instagram and like just
DM
the link.
Us.
No, not even DM. Go on our link, man, and you know, request to be our next guest.
Request to be our next guest. And then one of the things I just want to add real quick, because I used to be like, why? You know when you go in Europe, in France, and like, you know, every corner there's at least a soccer field or a 5v5. So it's just like, here, right, bro? Because I was in Chicago when I came, bro. It's like, the next soccer field is like 5 miles from each other, bro. So like, it's like, when I talk about soccer field, it's not public. Bro, it's like high school field.
We live here in St. Cloud. So have a good, like, decent soccer field, we got to drive it an hour. And I go to the cities, bro.
Or either a college or a high school field.
No, I'm
and they're close.
But think about it, okay? Even though we go to college and high school or like whatever, gymnastic and everything. But to find, okay, let's say you go there. But to find a good quality of player, because those guys that play college, the coach will not let them practice. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But like, to find a good quality of player, you gotta go somewhere.
Yeah.
For us to have that, play good soccer and a good feeling and good vibe, bro, you gotta drive an hour to get there.
So it's hard.
It's tough. Or in France,
you get your house,
bro.
The next guy
in
is
France,
right there.
I go like this.
The next the soccer guy is right down there. So I would say, like, you know, I used to think that the fact that we lacking field was the issue, but even though we have field, if nobody goes there, as we talk about this field. The fear will you get bad if nobody step on it and actually enjoy it.
But bro,
you wouldn't take care of something that nobody use, like, pretty much. I don't know.
That's true. But like, if you don't
what
take
you think about it?
No, you're right. But if you don't take care of it, we can't use it either. You see what I'm
no,
saying?
No, but you gotta use it in order to take care of it.
Victor, you gotta let us know.
Hey, you gotta let us know,
bro. But bro, get out. Perfect.
Because if you don't drive your car, what would you put gas in it?
But I still gotta drive to put gas in it. So
that's true, but the purpose of driving having gas is to drive,
man.
But hey,
no.
We get it far right now, it's getting too deep right now.
But bro, check this, right? There is a soccer field here and there is a basketball court, right? On the basketball court, every summer they come change the line, regardless if people are gonna play or not. They come change the line, change the, you know what I'm saying? But what about the soccer place?
That's deep,
you know what I'm saying? Like, that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying like people using it or not. But Larry, let's be honest. It would be so much like we were more willing to. You didn't even know there was a soccer field. Did you know that?
Yeah, I knew.
Okay, so like, how many times have you been to the soccer field?
Like three times.
Three times. So if that soccer field was a decent soccer field, how many times have you been in the summer?
I would go there for
all the time.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. So makes like, even though the community, like this is like the city and stuff.
Yeah.
You gotta take care of that. So people can start using it.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? But some people don't even know that's a soccer field.
Yeah. Or sometimes, that's true. Some people don't know.
Sometimes when you drive by, you see the goal. But sometimes they remove the goal. So you don't even know it. You just think it's just a place where kids run.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? So
yeah, but you know, hopefully you guys enjoy the topic. You know, we feel like that was a topic we need a little bit to talk about. And you know, if you know, out there, right there, on the other side, you have any idea of you want to add something on the comment, please don't hesitate. You know, shoot us something. We on IG, we on YouTube, we on everyone, Twitter. Just
and
add us.
Bro, tell them to go on the Instagram. Sorry, like, hit the link, because we're going to start having guesses. You know? So be our next guest, man. But just go there and request it, please.
Yep. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. We're dropping a new episode every
Wednesday,
and
man.
Make sure you guys check the Spotify, the Apple Music, and the Google Podcasts, man. As far as us, OBT.
Only big time, man. Let's get it.